afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Hey, my name is Marika. I was in there a couple of days ago seeing Brock about one of my chickens.
Yes.
I was wondering if he might be available for a quick question.
He's actually off today. He won't be back in until Monday.
Okay. All right, no worries. Is there anyone else who I might be able to talk to who knows a bit about chickens?
Yeah, what were you wanting to know?
Well, okay, so the symptoms that Juliet had, which we brought her in for, one of her, because we've got four, one of the other chickens is also kind of starting to be similar. Yeah, so I'm just sort of wondering, like, would you recommend I give them some worming or some anti, is it cochlear doisis? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Coccidia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I butchered that. Should I give them some of that, and can I give them that at the same time as her antibiotics and her pain meds?
Okay. That's probably something I'd have to ask Dr. Brock in regards to that. Are you talking about treating Juliet with it, or is it?
I was thinking about treating all of them because I've got four, and I'm wondering if it might be one of those things as well, seeing as there's another chicken with similar symptoms, which could be similar to either of those things.
Okay. I'll just make sure I'm in the right. Is it McLucky?
Yeah, that's the surname. Yeah.
Okay, I'm just having a read of here because we were looking at potentially possibly a reproductive issue going on with this with Juliet.
Yeah, that's right.
Or something else going on there.
Yeah,
yeah.
He wasn't 100% sure, but just given her age and she's an expatriate, either way, like we thought, oh, we'll give her the implant anyway. It might help because her reproductive area was a little inflamed.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, it's like because we haven't seen the other one, I can't really advise if it's the same thing, if it's something totally different going on.
Yeah,
like we've got the antibiotics and stuff for Juliet for the symptoms that she presented with, but whether or not the other chickens got the same symptoms, similar issues going on or something completely different, we wouldn't know until we saw the other chicken.
No, I know.
So I can't really advise over the phone to start any other form of treatment with that other chicken just because we don't know exactly if
yeah.
it's going to be the same issues. Or
do you know, like while Juliet's on the current medication, do you know if I can give them all of their worming tablets while she's on that?
Is it just routine worming that you're trying to do, or were they diagnosed with something else?
No, they haven't been diagnosed. It would be routine. Like, they are about due,
yeah.
but I'm just also thinking, like, because of the weirdness in the flock at the moment, like, I should probably do it.
Yeah, no, I definitely would hold off with Juliet because she is on other medications and you don't want her to, like, have counteractions with the if it's just a routine worming. Like, if it was definitely something diagnosed within the fecal sample, which looking at Brock's notes, there was nothing found to indicate of any parasites. So definitely I'd let Juliet have all the medications that he's prescribed before giving any routine worming.
Yep, okay, cool.
Yeah, you don't want to upset her gut anymore with additional worming medications.
No, that's cool. All right, well, if Tina, the other chicken, if she's not coming good in a day or two, I might bring her in as well to see Dr. Brock.
Okay, sure. Well, just give us a call if you want to do that and we can definitely organise an appointment for you.
Thank you. Thanks for your help today.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.